pray for the welfare of the city, Father Dave Mattson. In the past couple weeks, we've been looking at the relationship between the Apostle Paul and his protege, Timothy. And we know that whether this was the original Paul or the original Timothy from the book of Acts, or if it is written in the tradition of Paul to future Timothys or Timotheus, which both could be true. The message then and the message now is applicable. We're admonished and encouraged to pray for those that are in the authority. The first thing I want you to do, Paul says, is I want you to pray. Pray every way you know how, for everyone you know. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule as well, so we can be quietly about our business of living simply and humble, contemplative lives. This is why our Savior God wants us to live. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. 1 Timothy 2, 1-3. Jesus addresses this dichotomy of two kingdoms with a prayer for us. He prays for us all in this perplexing situation of living in the world, but not of the world. At this time, I do not plan to take them out of the world, Jesus says, but I came to be with them, but they must live out their lives in the world. We're called to be in the world, but not of the world, to change the world through transformation. Transformation of our lives and transformation of the community we live in. It's called community involvement. Changing the world that we live in and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news of the kingdom of heaven has come and continues to come into our world. The passage in Jeremiah is a foreshadowing of the world that Jesus addresses. We can also apply it to the message, a message to our day. We don't live in a perfect world. The world for the Hebrew refugees of Jeremiah's day had been taken out from under them. They were trying to adjust in a new country and a new culture that was foreign to them. Just as Jesus says to us that he has come to bring a new order of a heavenly kingdom that is at odds with the present order of things in our world. We're responsible to be diligent by applying the principles laid out in Scripture that are intended to become the principles by which we live by. As we say in the Lord's Prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This passage reminds me of an analogy that I heard in a locker room at a YMCA when I was pastoring in Philadelphia. I overheard someone say this: living in the world is like wearing loose-fitting garment. It's not too tight. We know it's there, and we have to live in it. But we can go on about our business, not worrying too much about the loose-fitting garment, and knowing someday that the garment of this world will be discarded. We're encouraged to seek the good and welfare of our city and those around us. That's a personal mission and the mission of the church. But we don't have to live by principles that are opposed to the principles of the kingdom of God. We're encouraged to participate in change, the transformation of ourselves and our life together as a church, our neighborhood, and our city. In our gospel message today, 10 lepers are healed and they're sent away. But we're told that one of them came back to Jesus and thanked him. And Jesus says, wait a minute. I healed 10, but only one came back to thank me. Where's the others? The only one that came back is a Samaritan, a stranger to the faith, someone that doesn't even worship God the right way, at least in the way that we're told to worship God. The Samaritans were treated like second-class religious folks. They worship, but definitely not in the prescribed way they're supposed to worship, in the way that we do. That brings up a very good question. Who are we? What do we know about God? How important is it to say what we know about our faith? We do know things. In our confirmation series, I teach things like what it means to be a Christian. And I talk with the children about what it means for us to be on a Christian journey, following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. I teach the Bible, how it's structured, and how we are to listen to Scripture, how Scripture is to influence our lives. I talk about the sacraments of the church and how they need to be applied to us throughout our lives. I teach about what the church is and the importance of structure in the church and the importance of freedom of expression and recognizing the body of Christ. We talk about our privileges, our responsibilities as members of the church, and specific gifts and recognizable fruits of the Spirit. We talk about the Great Commission and how our calling to share the love of Christ with others and our calling to walk in communion with Jesus Christ is a mature walk, how to mature in our Christian faith. You know, people often ask me, though, things I really don't know the answers to. But I'm learning to live into the questions. I've learned that sometimes the questions are bigger than the answers I can give. The one thing that I hold affirmative to all truths is this: I want to know God and to be known by God. I want to encourage you to desire to know God and to be known by God. People are looking for this spiritual question in their lives. I've been told that years and years. And they're not looking for simple textbook answers to deep questions. They're looking for deep answers to serious questions. Don't wrangle over small things. Don't sweat the small stuff. Talk about your active and living faith in Jesus Christ, not some article of what you believe, hanging on a wall somewhere. Real thanksgiving is thanking God for the life that He has given you in Christ and pursuing God at all costs. Just like the one leper that turned back and turned to Christ with a desire to know God and to be known by God. The one leper was so grateful for what Jesus had done for him, and he wanted nothing more than to know God and to be known by God. Again, let's get on with our lives. Be involved in society. Pray for the welfare of the city. But like the faithful leper, let's worship God and be thankful to God and kindle that fire that is within you to know God and to be known by God. Amen.